You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about Gallery Walk at COPA. Welcome, Jim Fowler. Hi, Jim.
Hi there.
And Mark Wheeler. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Thanks, both of you, for being with me today. A very busy day for both of you, I'm sure. Jim, let's start with you. Would you tell me a little about yourself and your journey as an artist?
I came to Juno in 1973 and was working, producing art then. And over the years, I've taught an after-school art project for years. And I've been a children's book illustrator, and I think my 15th book is coming out. And anyway, that's I've been, for about the last 10 years, I've been seriously exploring plein air landscapes, and which I thoroughly enjoy. It involves all of your senses, because you're outside and kind of out of control. And anyway, it's something that I can practice forever. I just that kind of is a brief clipped anyway, it was good.
We have two of your paintings up on the website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Windfall Lake is one, and Avalanche Shoots is the other. I'm guessing these are both plein air works. Are these new works?
Newish, yes. They're unexhibited. The Avalanche Shoots was done on a, I made a trip on into the Kenai Peninsula, and it was a spring trip, and so this was a it was one of the pieces that I did on from that trip. I don't always finish the pieces when I'm out. The time runs out, or the weather deteriorates, or something. But so I have some studio time involved in each of these pieces too. So
the works are both lovely. I really enjoy the colors and the style. And as you mentioned, you're known as a children's book illustrator. Will these two works appear in the next book?
Oh, no.
No?
No. But it's kind of an interesting combination of things. The plein air is... the plein air is very loose, and it's... and it's a standalone piece, but children's book illustration is a very, it works on the intellectual side a lot, and it involves months of work, and so it's the illustration is very they can feed each other. You take some of what you've learned and put it into the book, and you take some of what some of the controlled pieces were aspects of illustration will come into your plein air painting, but they're very different activities. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing those images, the lovely sneak peek of the exhibit. Mark Wheeler, over to you. You're hosting this exhibit in COPA in a year when Gallery Walk is quite different from past years. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing to adapt?
Well, thank you for having us. And I just want to say how much I look forward to Jim shows every year. We've been lucky to have Jim showing for Gallery Walk for, is it 5 years now, Jim? I can't.
It's been a bit.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. And after the first year, we convinced Jim to keep them up through January as well, because we didn't want to part from the painting. So his works will be up in through January. And I think it's great you have them on your website, but you have to see these paintings in person to do them justice, because they really have a wonderful texture and almost a three-dimensional quality of just coming out at you and bringing you into the scene. And I would come quickly, because we've already sold three works, two of the big paintings, and then Jim also has some smaller sketches from his field work. But the great thing this year about COVID is that we have no tables in the cafe, because we're only doing takeout only. So you have plenty. It's more like an art gallery now. There is plenty of room to see the paintings and soak them in. We're asking that no more than four people be in our dining room at a time to allow for social distancing. But the door is always open. We have a fan running. We have a HEPA filter. So we're really trying to keep the air moving and pure. So you should feel safe being there. And if you're waiting for a coffee, it's a great chance to take in Jim's works. We also have a little holiday market happening with the public market not happening this year. We thought we'd help a few artists out and show some more handicrafts and small work. So while you're looking at gym stuff and waiting for your food, there's a lot of things that local artists are providing.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great to hear. I know that Lily Hope had some earrings there. I think it was a month ago or so.
Yeah, she's still there. So we have Lily's Raven's Tail earrings of merino wool, and then she's made some collaborations with her aunt Deanna of 3-inch Italian and glass beads. Then we also have Carly Thayer, who's an Aleut artist, and she's made these wonderful sea otter fur earrings with bronze and copper accents. Can I go through all the artists? Do I have time to do that?
Yeah, you do have time. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Also, Mary Folletti Cruz is another Tlingit artist, and she handcrafts silver and copper form line earrings with her partner Roz. One of our former baristas, Megan Chalfont, has some of her prints and cards. And then one of our current baristas, Maddie Combrink, does these wonderful sketches of wildlife, and she has some prints of Alaskan fish and wildlife drawings. M.K. McNaughton, another one of our regular artists showing at COPA, has a bunch of cards, puzzle cards, metal prints. She actually has some Christmas tree ornaments and some fun matching games. Our neighbor Henry Webb has some amazing hand-carved wooden spoons, including a couple he's carved out of the maple tree we lost in our front yard last month. We also have some Mark Kelly calendars to benefit the JDHS soccer team scholarship fund. And then Allison Bremner is another Tlingit artist, and she's selling some form line t-shirts and hoodies, and they're really hilarious. This hoodie of Jeff, it's called Jeff Goldblum. It has like Jeff Goldblum with a form line T-Rex in his belly.
I have seen that one, and I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then we're going to sell some holiday items from COPA. We're going to have some scone mixes, some cookie decorating kits, and some other holiday fun items.
Well, you got the heavy hitters there as far as artists go. And of course, Jim Fowler's work, his paintings on display and for sale. So that's the That's the art side of things. How about the food side of things? I know you guys were doing some take and bake dishes this year. Are you still doing that? And is there anything new in the ice cream world?
Well, yeah, we've had some pivots with COVID, and we do these every week. We have a different take and bake dinner option that's frozen that you can bake it off whenever you want. And this week we have halibut and rockfish lasagnas, which are really tasty. And then we do a big donut production on Fridays, and we do pre-orders for those. And this next week we're going to donate half of our donut sales to a family recovering up in Haines. So we're going to do some birch bars in honor of Haines birch trees. And then we have Macaron Mondays. Alina Valentine makes macarons for us, and she's so creative. And every Monday she has a new variety of flavors. And then our ice cream maker, Kirsten Amon, she's actually from Haines, just moved here. She has been making some wonderful ice cream, and we have a couple new flavors. We have a peppermint bark ice cream, and we have a new one called O Tannenbaum. It's a spruce tip ice cream with a cranberry swirl. So we're keeping stuff changing. We have our pints now at many local grocery stores, at the two IGA stores, at Rainbow Foods, at Panhandle Produce, and then through Amalga Distillery, we're selling some eggnog ice cream made with Amalga single malt whiskey.
Oh, wow. Well, you've kept very busy. Is there anywhere online where we can see your menu and see your specialty items?
Yeah, you can go to copa.co, and all of our online items are there.
That's great. Well,
copa.co.
Yes, thank you for spelling that. I shouldn't assume that everybody knows. Everybody knows COPA. Well, thank you both so much for chatting with me today. I think it sounds like you've got a great plan for the gallery walk and lots to offer. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye? Jim, I'll let you go first.
I can't think of anything. Thank you for having me. And thank you.
You're welcome. How about you, Mark?
And I just mention, we have a little contest this month. We had a pumpkin decorating contest last month. And this month we're asking kids to cut out snowflakes and bring them by the shop and write your name, your phone number, and your grade. And then we're going to use the snowflakes to decorate the shop. And then we're going to give $25 gift cards to the winners in preschool, elementary, middle school, and high school. So help us decorate COPA and also celebrate the holidays and hopefully win some ice cream.
Sounds like fun. Thanks to you both today, and have a great evening.
Thanks so much, Shelly. Thanks for all you do.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Jim.